Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's right, everybody. We are back with more of the Final Fantasy VII Remake podcast. I am Brooklyn Zed, and I am here with my co-host Adam, who agreed to come along as long as I said I would take him on a date tomorrow night. I'm going to make some pizza. It's going to be a great time. Oh, psych!
I can't believe I've been bamboozled like this. I was waiting outside your door. They wouldn't even let me in. I kept trying to get in for whatever reason.
Yeah, and definitely no men allowed.
Yeah, no men allowed in this situation. It all makes sense now. Everything is starting to track. I knew you were Jesse from the start. I feel like Jesse is probably one of the characters that you relate to the least. Is that a good read on you or no?
I definitely have a very different personality than Jesse does, at least as depicted in this game. Yes.
Yes. Is she in the other games?
Well, I mean, she's in the original seven, but not much.
Yeah.
The main trait that we get from Jesse in the original seven is that she gets all the doors open inside the Baka reactor and like knows how to make the stuff blow up.
Yes, so, she's resourceful. Okay,
so minimal quality traits.
Yes, very resourceful. She's also very good at explaining how the trains work. She loves to do that, so we're in good shape there. But we're here. Chapters what, 3 and 4?
Yes, chapter 3 and 4, Home Sweet Slum and Mad Dash.
Home Sweet Slum and Mad Dash. Very different chapters, let me just say right off the bat here. Wildly different chapters. Like, there was a point where I was writing down on my notes for chapter 4. I was like, wait a minute, did I really do this in chapter 3? Like, what is this? so very different. It's interesting that you had me group them this way. I don't know if that's just like how you would normally do it, but there wasn't a lot of like overlap in terms of, you know, these chapters, like in terms of the story, I don't think, because we were basically in the Sector 7 slums for all of chapter 3, and then chapter 4 was wildly different.
Yeah, that is the case. But that is because as we get into next week, where we will ideally be covering chapters 5 through 7, that is all the second reactor bombing mission.
Okay.
So these are kind of like the two interstitial post-introduction, pre-second mission chapters that are like orienting you to more of the world and how some of the more day-to-day things will go in the game.
Okay. And I do like some of the day-to-day stuff. I find it kind of interesting. There was some of it where I was just like, why are we doing this? You know, like there was a few times along the ride where I was like, wait a minute, really? This is what's happening?
No task too small for a warrior of light, Adam.
No, because see, I get mad at that in Final Fantasy 14 too. It's like, why am I delivering your mail? I literally just stopped a god from like destroying the universe. Like, can we put things in perspective here, please? Mm-hmm.
Nothing boosts your reputation like killing some rats.
Yeah, okay, how much does this matter? How much does my reputation matter? Why am I looking for work? I know what the end game is here. Like, I know where we're going. And I guess maybe if I didn't, things would be different. But like, I'm not going to like settle down in the Sector 7 slums. And
I don't know. You've got an apartment.
I do. It's true. Okay, so I guess we can start there because this is one of the first notes that I have. The very beginning of chapter 3, we get into the slums. You meet Tifa first and foremost. Yes. I don't know if we actually talked about that in the last episode. We meet Tifa. Welcome, Tifa. Nice to see you. I do have an updated attractiveness.
I was going to add, you have updates. I do. Power rankings?
There have been a few shifts that we can go through as we get to maybe each character. Okay. Tifa, where do you think Tifa stands? Where?
Well, remind me who your top three were. I know Biggs was at the top.
Biggs, Barrett, and Jesse were the old top three as of...
The old top three. Okay.
There was more moves than just Tifa. I'll just spoil that right away.
Where is Tifa? I'm going to say you slotted Tifa right at the very top in the number one spot.
No, I did not. Wow. But she is the number two spot.
Number two?
I don't see Biggs falling from that number one spot.
This is absolutely wild to me. Incredible.
Anytime soon. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I just don't see it.
Biggs, I love that for you.
And Tifa are the number two. Well, I'll reveal more as we go, but that's the updated top two.
Okay.
Tifa starts out by getting me a terrible apartment, like truly. This like really not great apartment here. It's very
free, I think.
It is. Well, is it free? Because all I'm doing there is waiting for them to give me my money, and they just don't have the money for whatever reason. And it's a whole to do about the money, which I do believe this did happen in Final Fantasy VII. Now that I'm like, you know, as I play through things, I'm remembering these littler things. I do remember that like they didn't have the money to pay me previously. So here we are. They're waiting to give me money. I get my room, we go to sleep, and of course as we're sleeping we have some dreams, all that kind of stuff. The one note I had here about the dreams, I don't even remember what this note is. I had Marco number 49, and then I have
Marco 49.
I have reunion here as well, as we are getting the dreams, which does make me wonder, those soup snakes dementors that I talked about previously, are those the sentient trash bags?
Are they
the same thing?
Who's to say?
Marco
is a sentient trash bag, is he not?
Yeah, I don't know who Marco is.
Marco is the next door neighbor.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. Okay, yeah. He's a weird dude.
Some problems, but Tifa's looking out for him, and she wants Cloud to look out for him, too.
Yes, and we totally look out for him, and don't interrupt him in the middle of the night trying to kill him. We definitely don't do that. Except that's exactly what we did. We, you know, held a sword up. Tifa stopped us. Okay, whatever. So they're focused on the reunion. Definitely think this is like some part of Genova here shenanigans that we'll probably figure out later in the game. I didn't think too much about it. Even though it is interesting that like we're bringing it in so early. I feel like so much of this is just like me questioning how they're going to continue to build this stuff out in the future iterations of Remake.
Sure.
But like we aren't there yet. So I don't know. They haven't released it. So there's nothing even to talk about. But they bring it in nice and early there. Okay, we wake up, and then The first thing that we do, because of course we have to build our reputation naturally. And so we're going to, number one, we're going to help Tifa deliver these water filters. I believe I have here. Mm-hmm. She's delivering water filters all over. Some people say they don't work, whatever. We're just basically collecting money for them doing water filters. I don't, this was basically just here, Adam, here's the town that you're living in. Come go.
Yeah,
to
the places. I think it's basically a mechanic to kind of show you around. Here's the item shop. Here's the weapon shop.
Yeah, which, okay, but could we not have thought of something better?
Here's your boy, Chadley.
Water, Chadley. Chadley did not make the attractiveness rank.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't have a choice there. Okay, so then we killed some rats. I had to build up my reputation. We talked with the weapon shop guy, killed a bunch of rats, which helped me build the reputation because people love that I'm killing rats.
Yeah, you're getting rid of all the monsters in town.
It is good. I do like that. We love helping people. My question is, will this ever matter? Will my reputation ever be important?
Well, depending on who you're helping, it does get you discounts at various stores, which can be useful.
Okay.
And just in general, listen, it's grinding without grinding.
But like, when we say grinding, it implies some kind of purpose or benefit at the end once you have grinded.
Yeah.
Boosting
your stats, Adam.
Oh, so it's just truly like, let's get it a con. But there are other things that are building, boosting reputation. We'll get to this in just a second. I don't want to skip over this other cool part here because after we kill the rats, we get paid. Barrett comes back, whatever. We're leaving the thing. They told us I'm done with the whatever. We'll be back with Avalanche very quickly.
Your bill has been paid. You've been given your paycheck. You're not needed for the next mission after they went and talked downstairs without you.
Oh my God. They freaking spent forever down there. There was a point, was it here where I had to go freaking play darts or whatever that I had to go and do a bunch of
You didn't
of
like the
stuff?
Darts?
Okay. First of all, I was very frustrated because I had spent 10 minutes literally just like walking around trying to find the thing to interact with. I must have read the note like 500 times. I was playing around with Eris's flower like all the time. There was almost nothing to interact with. I kept going in and out of the door. I was like,
I remember this being frustrating too. I was like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do to make
the next thing
happen.
There was no quest. There was no nothing. There was no like, okay, now you have to go here or do this. There was nothing. And then, I got over to the dartboard and I sucked at darts when I played it over there. Why is my aim so bad that I'm shaking constantly? What is this? I mean,
it just takes a little practice.
No, but like, why does the thing move constantly? Am I that uncoordinated that I cannot like pick a point and shoot for it?
Despite wielding a giant sword all the time?
I'm like a badass in every combat ever, except when I get darts, I just like lose my mind mentally. It doesn't make any sense at all. I'm literally shaking like I am on a friggin' seaboat over here. Like, ooh, we're going over there. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all why I'm so bad at this. Eventually I figured out that like you had to keep that's the other thing, like it doesn't matter. I was not very good at darts. I only did it one time. I have no desire to do it again. And I, as Adam, actually, I love darts. I like grew up playing darts. I spent many a night in college at sports bars playing darts and winning some cash. Like, I'm like pretty good at darts.
Oh.
But like, this was so frustrating because like, this is not darts.
Really surprising to me. I thought this was exactly the kind of mini game you would like, although I like it. So maybe that means you're not allowed to like it.
we have to do the opposite. Yeah. I did like that it was like a real darts game. I feel like sometimes when you get like in those situations where they're playing mini games of a game that exists in real life, they don't do like the actual game mechanics of it. So I did like that we were playing 301 from darts. So I that part of it, I did appreciate.
I'm also currently playing Persona 5, and that also has a darts mini game in it where whoever you're playing with decides if you're playing like 301 or 501, but scoring wise, it's the same. The controls are a little different. I think I prefer the Final Fantasy darts controls, but maybe it's just because I'm more used to them.
Yeah, I mean, you can miss me with this. I don't, unless they make me do it again, I don't think I'm going back anytime soon. I suppose it was slightly better than the next series of fetch quests that I did. You might be wondering to yourself, if you're Zed, did Adam do all of the little side quest thing? Did he do all of the extra stuff? But kind of. I did a lot of it.
Kind of.
I did more than I probably should have. Okay, so I have down here, I fought some dragons because there were just dragons around.
Mm-hmm.
In the factory. Yep. Or something. I don't even know. How are there just dragons there?
They flew in.
Yeah, but like, why? What are they doing there? There's nothing there. And if they're not, I don't know, whatever. No one should be going to the old factory. It was closed. It was like a whole thing to get over there. So we killed some dragons. We got paid for that. Let's see. I killed a hellhound. There was one of those just kind of out there. That was a kind of a tough fight, actually, out there. I did like that we got a little bit of time, to fight around there. That was good. And then I searched for cats.
Betty's friends.
Little girl lost her cats, and I had to go run around town like an idiot just trying to find her cats, and they kept running away from me because Cloud is not good with cats. I am also not great with cats as Adam. Like very allergic to cats. And then I had to like go crawling through a tunnel to like get a. It was insanity what was happening here. There was literally a point where I was like, why am I doing this with my life? Like truly, this just makes no sense. Okay, so there was that. I think I skipped another very important part too, actually, about Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny. Sorry, my notes are so scrambled. From this. Unlike Final Fantasy VII, there's not a lot of amazing times to just like stop playing the game and write take notes.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
Okay, so Johnny got captured, and while Johnny doesn't know everything about Avalanche, he knows enough to be dangerous. Got captured by Shinra. We followed them creepily. We killed the Shinra guards, and then it was like, oh, what do we do with Johnny? Maybe we kill him.
Cloud's about. He's like, he's a talker.
He really, this got intense pretty quickly. Tifa's like, no, we can't kill him. Adam's like, why? We killed like hundreds of people so far. Why? What's one more? We kind of let him go. We said he can't talk to anyone and needs to get out of town.
Run away,
like that.
Johnny.
Yeah, he's going to tell someone.
And we're, never return.
Yeah, we're screwed here. Johnny's absolutely going to talk to somebody.
Well, so Johnny is a character in the original Final Fantasy who you can run into at the inn in Costa del Sol, where he's like left Nibelheim, where he knew Tifa, and now he's living there being a jerk to Cloud when you go talk to him. And now he's expanded into this character who you will see again before the game is over.
Yeah, I was pretty sure we'd see him again. The one note I have here about while we are fighting Johnny's guards and talking with Johnny, there is some pretty cool funky jazz music happening at this particular time that I really enjoyed. It made absolutely no sense with the tone of what was happening, but I really did enjoy it.
Are you collecting the music discs?
I have a couple. I don't know why I was collecting them though.
It's like just a collectible
just
thing.
To do it. Okay.
Yeah. And then there will be a handful of like jukeboxes where you can listen to the music if you so desire.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I love the music, but let's, who cares about this? I can just hit play on Spotify. Okay, we head back. We get through all of that. There's a lot going on in chapter 3 here.
It's your first time with like side quests with your little green exclamation points.
Oh yeah.
Where you have some choice in what you're doing. You meet Weimer.
Are we ready to put Weimer on the attractiveness?
Do you put Weimer on the list, but not Chadley?
Yes, I know. I don't know what to tell you. The list is the list. I also am only doing top 10, so it's only if they crack the top 10.
Okay.
Weimer is number 9.
Okay.
On this list.
Has that bumped somebody off, or we're only at 9 so far?
Well, we only had. Oh, well, what am I
I guess, yeah, we didn't have a full 10.
Yeah, we didn't have a full 10 last week, so we do have full 10 this week. Weimer is number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We meet them, and then we get back. And my note here is when we get back to Avalanche, because basically there was this – it kind of told me. It was like, hey, are you done messing around and doing side quests? Like, do you want to keep going with the main story? Eventually, we get back. We go to the Avalanche headquarters. And then Tifa makes me the worst drink I've ever seen in my life. Uh-huh. She takes one colored liquid, puts it in a glass, shakes it, and then pours it into another glass.
And there's no ice in it. Even though you hear the ice in the shaker, but there is no ice in the
glass.
There's
no ice, and it's just one liquid. Yeah. What is it?
I don't know.
Is it just straight alcohol? Like, is it just, I mean, like,
what? Some bars, if you have a list of, like, special cocktails that people are going to be ordering a lot because they're your special ones, they'll basically have it mixed already, and then they add, but then they will add ice and garnishes on top of it fresh.
Yeah, top me off with something good here. This is ridiculous. It looks bad too. That's the worst part of this drink. Like, everything else is animated yellow. So brilliantly. It literally, it looks so gross. And I think I even like said as much. They were like prompting the text there, and I was like, yeah, okay. We get there. We have a big conversation. Tifa is interested in what I am selling is all I'm going to say there. There's a little something going on. Obviously this was the relationship that I was rooting for at the end of Final Fantasy VII. Mm-hmm. Or at the beginning though. I will say, number one, I like that. I don't think that Tifa and Barrett are married and have a kid. That's nice, because I did think that in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, that is definitely the assumption I was operating under for a long time.
It's very clear here that that's not what's happening. So, good on them. Tifa's very flirty. Not as flirty as Jesse, but still very flirty. We have a very long conversation. Tifa definitely hits more of the emotional stuff versus where I feel like Jesse is not interested in that kind of stuff. And then we just leave because we're not doing the next job. That's the situation. We're just, we're told that we're not needed, whatever. And then as we leave, we get jumped. It's very intense. There's some people out there playing. We get jumped and we have to go do a street fight for some reason for people who are
hooligans.
Hooligans. They're not Shinra. This is not Shinra that's coming to jump us. It is just randos who are looking to die, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Why was this here, Zed? What was this?
I don't know. I really don't. They're not Shinra. And once Cloud learns that they're not Shinra, he's like, fine, not my problem. End of story.
Yeah. Again, it was like kind of a hard fight because four of them were just shooting me constantly. Mm-hmm. But, they all died. So, like, was it worth it for them? No, it couldn't have been.
Also, they're looking for the guy with a gun arm who is in the place that he always is.
How hard is Barrett to find?
He's like, the biggest guy you've ever seen. He has a gun for an arm. And their hideout is in Tifa's bar where he like seemingly lives, because that's where Marlene sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, gosh, I don't know where this guy with a gun for an arm is. And no one else has ever seen him.
Barrett might be the easiest person to find in Midgar. Like, truly, come on.
It'd be like looking for Hagrid.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. Like, you're going to find him. There's a gun for an arm. Like, zero people have that. Well, two people have that. Only one right now. Okay, we get jumped there. We kill them all, whatever. We get back, and Jesse, Jesse is waiting for me back there because we have a job to do. Even though I was not invited on the Shinra proper, Avalanche proper. There's so many names in my head. Avalanche proper quest. Jesse has a little super secret nighttime job for me.
Whoa, a nighttime job.
Was not a booty call. I kind of thought it might have been a booty call. Was not a booty call.
Yeah, after we are like unceremoniously kicked out. When they're like, okay, so this is a private event. You can go now while we all drink without you to celebrate this mission that you were a part of.
Yes, they're all celebrating. It's very confusing. And that's the end of chapter 3. That's where chapter 3 ends. So we basically slummed it around for a while. We found some cats. We got jumped. We killed a bunch of people. We met Weimer. And now here's Jesse ready to give us our next job, which is all of chapter 4.
And you met Chadley.
Yeah,
you did talk to Chadley?
Yeah. Who's Chadley again?
Chadley's the little guy standing next to Weimer who always goes, Cloud, I have new material.
Oh, yeah. For you. Yeah, there's no way he's making the top 10 of this list. Let's call it.
I mean, he looks like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he looks like he's 13 years old. And, yeah. You know,
I wouldn't put him on your hot list either, but I'm surprised. Not, yeah. While there's still an empty space, he's not even on.
There's not. I have a full 10. So,
we'll run down that list real quick at the end of the podcast just to check in with where everybody's at.
A notable exclusion from that list, though, I will say, just because someone's going to ask, I did not include the landlady.
Marl.
Yeah, I just couldn't do
it. She's pretty rad, though. I like.
Yeah, she does
look
cool. She does look cool.
Did you put Johnny on the list?
No, Johnny didn't make the list either.
Wow.
It's a hard list to get on.
Everybody in this game is hot.
Yeah.
As I have said many a time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mohawks, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in on. I don't know if I'm in.
I rocked a mohawk a lot in college.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a mohawk in my life.
And Jesse, so we're gonna do the Jesse job. She gives you summon materia as payment. You get your first summon materia.
We get Ifrit, something like that. Big fire dude, Groudon, basically is what we get here.
And I like in the next chapter when Biggs is like, you have summon materia, right? You'd be an idiot not to have your summon materia equipped before we go do this, so you are gonna equip your summon materia, right?
It was very helpful for that to be said, let me just say. Mm-hmm. And so basically the job that Jesse wants us to do is to infiltrate a warehouse. We are going to provide distraction while she infiltrates a warehouse to steal something that will help blow up the reactors. So I have
blast
that
blast agent.
Yeah. Okay. So I have that roughly correct here.
Yeah.
Because we actually don't see any of the infiltration that she does or what she takes.
Right. Because we are the distraction. We are the outside distraction while she goes inside.
Okay. Well,
the only thing we see her take is the parachutes.
Correct.
Classic.
But of course, there's only one way to get to this warehouse. And that is, of course, through motorcycle. Because how else would you do it? And so we decide that it is high time to have a motorcycle race throughout Midgar, heading to where we need to go here. And this is where, first of all, we have a lot of fighting along the way of just random Shinra people that we have to kill. And then, second of all, we meet Roche.
Yeah, this fucking guy. Excuse me. This guy.
I will say, just right off the bat, Roche is number 10 on the list. There is, the hair is too vertical for me
for you. Man, we have very different tastes.
Listen, I can live with like
there's
little bit
big,
of
like 80s rock vibes happening in the hair that works for me. I can't stand him.
Yeah,
but I like his hair.
I thought the laughs from Final Fantasy VII were obnoxious. This man is just laughing after every sentence and nothing he ever says is funny. Okay. So let's talk about the motorcycle racing here for just a little bit.
It's long.
It took a hot minute
it's
to
so
get
long.
Through this thing. It took so long. And then like even just the beginning part took so long before he even shows up.
Yeah.
And then when he shows up, I'm like, oh my God. Like, really?
But
like,
wait, there's more.
Yeah, there's more. I did die the first time. Just like near the end after I got through Roche, because I had just taken like enough damage that it was like, oh my God, we just keep going. But then
there's no healing, which is brutal.
Yeah, no healing whatsoever on this. If you get hit, like that's the situation. Also, Biggs and Wedge didn't do shit while we were drawing. They didn't do anything whatsoever. Like truly, they were so useless on the other bike. It's like, what is happening here? Put me on the other bike. Like, give one of them over here. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's literally like an escort mission. Like, it's not. Yeah. They're not helping you. They're just also there, and you have to keep them from dying too, which isn't really going to happen.
Yeah.
But.
There's nothing I could even do there. I don't even know why they had a health bar. Mine was going down faster than theirs was. So
yeah, for sure.
I don't know. It almost made me move Biggs down in the rankings, but I had to really think about it, you know? It wasn't terribly like difficult though. It was just like, I don't know that I could have done it like much better, and I didn't do great at it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what doing great means, because you know, because it was basically just you either speed up or slow down, left or right, and then you just like kick on either side or whatever. It was very like Mario Kart Double Dash-esque, which are, you know, amazing game.
Yeah, but so the only way, one of the trophies, and I told you, I think this is the last one that I got, is finishing the motorcycle race with 75% of your health bar. Literally the only way is to just hang out in the back and wait for your like special attack to charge and do that long range. It takes a million years. It's so boring. And that's like all you can do to not, because you're gonna inevitably lose some health sometimes.
Yeah.
So all you can do is stay out of range of literally everything forever. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
I skipped it. In hard mode, they let you skip it. When I played these chapters the other day, I skipped it.
I could not skip it. So
no, you
couldn't. I had to do it. It was like fine though. Roche was just so annoying as he was going. He was doing moves on a motorcycle that like you just can't do, like the physics.
He's up on the walls, he's flying through the air.
Yeah, the physics doesn't make any sense there. And we didn't even kill him. And so Roche obviously is someone who was not in Final Fantasy VII. And so this is all new stuff. And we have like a bit of a rivalry. He seemed to love the fact that we were doing this.
Yeah.
Just love it. He's
excited to have a dance partner.
Yeah. It was very sexual. It was very like sexually suggestive. Yeah,
to be fighting out of the saddle.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the sexual part of it, but.
No, but he does say that it's been a long time since I've had a fight out of the saddle.
Yes, we do get that when we get an ultimate duel later, mm-hmm. which, you know, we get Roche multiple times here. Roche is not Shinra. He's just a dude.
I think he is Soldier or was in Soldier.
Okay.
Which is like the elite Shinra army. But it does, who cares?
Yeah. 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 Totally agree. we keep racing. We eventually win the race. I just overall, I like didn't mind the race. It felt very Final Fantasy VII with like, okay, here's a mini game we're about to go play. But like the mini game was much more interactive and like cooler than what it was in Final Fantasy VII. So I can't be too mad about it. I don't know that it added a lot though to the game. Like I feel like this was a weaker spot of the game, but I don't think it was bad.
Sure.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, take it or leave it. I had to take it. You could leave it.
Well, I think it can only be exciting for so long before it just becomes like really freaking tedious.
Yes. It's very repetitive too, because it's like you only have a couple of moves to use.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of strategy involved. There's like some skill, but there's not a whole lot of strategy.
Yes, and I do like the strategy more than I like the skill, so it's,
yeah, agreed, you know, same.
So, you know, you could miss me with this, I guess, but like it wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. I think that there was maybe an expectation of some that I would hate it. I didn't like hate it. It was fine, but it wasn't better than fine.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, so we finished the race. Is this where we get to Jesse's house?
Yes.
With her parents?
Yes.
Where Biggs and Wedge and Jesse go in. I'm not even allowed in. I can't even freaking go in the front door with them.
You have to sneak into a house you've never been to while three people who have been there go in the front door.
It's freaking her house.
It makes no sense.
Just Jesse, just walk into the room and take the card. Why am I doing this?
Oh, I want to go say hi to my dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so easy. Like it's not even hard. I really do love Jesse, but like, come on, this is ridiculous.
And we'll be chatting mom up, so don't worry about being quiet while you're sneaking into the house.
What do you mean don't worry about being quiet? Why am I sneaking in then? This makes no sense.
It's so silly.
Oh my god, we get in there, and then the thing that they're chatting them up about is like this specialty pizza that she makes.
The Midgar special?
And like Wedge is out here like, oh, I'll take more. And like, it's a whole, why is this a thing? this was like so much time spent of me like overhearing conversations of, oh, I'll take another slice. Oh, like just over and over and over again as they're there. So we get in, we have to sneak in the back door to Jesse's house because they need an ID badge to get, or rather Jesse needs an ID badge to get into whatever warehouse that she's trying to get into to get the stuff.
Right.
And you would think, gosh, it's her dad. She could just take it. Her dad is sick from having to inhale toxic Mako fumes.
Yeah, he's got Mako poisoning being like in the re- it's, I mean, I just read a very long book about Chernobyl, so it feels like that to me. Like, there's effectively radiation, and they are not appropriately protected from it, and it is resulting in, I think, lots of employees, not just Jesse's dad, obviously, getting very sick. But they're just employees, so they're expendable. You live in employee housing. You can't complain. You're fine.
Yeah.
That's definitely how I feel about it.
Yes. Good thing we've never done that here. I mean, that would just be terrible. So we go in. We have to find the ID card. There's like a bunch of different places that it could be. Why did Jesse not just tell us where it was going to be? Why am I sifting around through this man's friggin'...
You get to see some cool stuff.
If
you want. Did you read the letter?
Yeah, I think I did, but I don't remember what it said.
Jesse Raspberry. This is where we learned her last name is Raspberry.
she used to be like a dancer at the Golden Saucer or something like that, or a performer.
That's like basically still her cover, is that she's performing at the her mom doesn't even know that she's like in Midgar doing all this avalanche stuff. They think she's still at the Gold Saucer working as a stagehand.
Mm.
And that she could just as well do that at the theater here, where we see the sign for Loveless, the play that is going on right now. So we get little bits of insight into Jesse's life. I kind of like it. I'm glad it wasn't just like find the one thing with a triangle over it if you're playing on the PlayStation to look at. You can see some pictures, and there's a couple other things you can look at, and the letter. But you get the ID card from the catatonic, not conscious guy just laying in the bed.
Yep, we got it. And then we left and we met up back outside. There, you know, talks of a Midgar special to go. And then we break off. So Jesse goes her way with the ID card. We go with Biggs and Wedge. Our job is going to be to distract while Jesse's job is to infiltrate. I will say, it's interesting that we do not have the opportunity to, I guess we'll talk about this in a second, but we don't have the opportunity to fight as Biggs and Wedge. They never join the party, at least in this case. I feel like if they were going to ever in this game, they would have here.
Yeah.
And so like we don't ever get the opportunity for that, which I think is an interesting choice because I feel like it would have been a cool like decision to let us do it here. Like, I think that would have been an interesting addition to the game that I'm questioning a little bit why they didn't go that extra step and like say, oh, you know, here's two more characters that we do get to play with throughout the game, but we never get to fight as. It'd be cool to fight as them at least one time here.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just about capacity and timing, because as I mentioned, we will meet Red 13 in this game, but we never get to play as him either. He's around for two chapters, kind of like assisting the party, but you don't get to play as him. And I think it's about how much content you can devote to that, and then like, you know, generating the weapons and the fighting styles and the special abilities and whatever that you would have to then generate for each additional person that you put in the party. So I agree, but at least they're hanging out, and they do help in this next part.
They do. No, they really do. And it's an interesting point kind of getting to, you know, do we get to actually fight as them? A quick little Final Fantasy 14 minute here. One of the interesting things that has been happening recently as I've been coming to the end of Shadowbringers as I'm like flying through this game.
Wow, you are.
One of the things that they do that I actually have kind of mixed thoughts on is there are times when I am fighting as NPCs that I like would never otherwise play as. So like there's a, you know, hypothetical spoiler that you probably don't really care about. There was a point that I was like fighting as Thancred against other things, which is like an interesting like thing, because like I would never be fighting as, you know, one of these NPCs before,
right?
And I feel like that kind of maybe cool thing would be great as like a one time let's do this here with Biggs and Wedge. But I do hear the point that it, you know, is more capacity, but it's already a huge game. Like, come on, let's, you know, I have to think it was an intentional decision more than it was like, oh, we can't like do that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And so we get here. I really love this conversation between Cloud, Biggs, and Wedge as they're leaving, just like talking about their histories of Avalanche, talking about Jesse a little bit. This to me, as we're just like walking and talking, this is like cool stuff, in my opinion. This is like the world building stuff of like the group building stuff. That's like, oh, these characters are like actually interesting as we're just like walking to a mission. We're so casual as we're walking to like basically, you know, fight a million soldiers and robots.
Actively draw attention to ourselves for battle.
And instead we're just like hanging out. We're just like, you know, we're just, you know.
We have no families of our own, so we're going to come over to your house. Okay, cool, casual.
Yeah, I really liked it. It made me really love both of these characters, Biggs and Wedge, who, again, both moved up in the rankings this week. Well, one of them did, I guess.
Can't top Biggs.
You can't. Well, you could, but you can't. Anyway. No, I did love this conversation. You pointed this line out earlier, is that of like you'd have to be a real big dumb idiot to not have your summon materia equipped.
Yeah.
I was that big dumb idiot who did not have his summon materia equipped. And so, you know, I had to go equip it. We figured
they get their own special slots in this version of the game. So you literally can't put anything else there.
I do like that. I think I've figured out kind of the upgrade, the SP system, and like your equipping stuff. I think I figured that out. I don't know that I'm making optimal decisions in terms of like which branch to unlock first or whatever, but like I figured out that I have to unlock stuff. So I'm counting that as a win.
Yeah.
We get there and then it's just like full send. We get there. The guards on the outside are already dead. They're already taken care of. So something else is at play here, which is interesting as we're getting in. And then as we get in, it's just a bunch of fight. It's just fight. We're attacking. We're fighting. I will say, I said it before, I'll say it again. The combat music for all of these scenes is spectacular, like truly incredible. It just like gets you in and it keeps you in. And I want to just like keep going. When I'm playing, I'm like over here, like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, I'm jiving. No one can see me.
Like,
I'm like grooving to all of this. We fight a bunch of guards, and then they have these like big guns where you said earlier, Biggs and Wedge do come into play here as they topple over the big guns that were absolutely blasting me. Mm-hmm. So I do love that. We love to see them kind of getting stuff. Our goal here isn't to like kill everyone. It's just rather to buy time for people.
Yeah.
Which is good. There is, I didn't write down the name of what it was called. There was the one big robot. The mid boss, I guess, is what I called it here before we actually got to the hardest part of the fight here.
It's the sweeper? You fight a couple of sweepers, yeah, which I hate.
It might have been the sweeper because they were I don't know. There were a bunch of big things that we were fighting here. Mm-hmm. And then we get surrounded by a bunch of stuff. Things are going terribly. Welcome Roche. Roche comes back. Didn't really understand why Roche comes back here.
Yeah, very unclear.
Doesn't make a lick of sense. I'm in trouble, so Roche comes in, helps, question mark, except not really. I will say, my favorite part of all of this, as Roche is coming up, every single guard decides, he's got it, and just stands there and watches the show. Like, yeah, they do absolutely nothing. Even the robots, like, stop fighting and stop shooting, and it's like, what? Mm-hmm. And we have this big fight with Roche out of the saddle, if you will.
Yes.
And Roche is kind of tough. Roche is a little beefy.
Well, and in your mode of the game, he completely heals you before you start.
Yeah, he wants it to be a
very
fair
nice
fight. Yeah, he wants it to be a fair fight.
Let me
yeah
tell you, in hard mode, that don't happen.
Well, you know,
in hard mode, I'm running around that giant open space hunting down boxes to slash to restore my MP.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Roche is tough.
Yeah. You know, I had a really well-timed the limit breaks there. As well as, like, I finally feel like I got the hang of, like, dodging when I know he's going to come and attack, whereas I feel like before I was just mm-hmm not even pretending to do that. Luckily, his attacks were scripted enough where I could like see him charging up and it's like, okay, I guess I should probably dodge here.
Yeah.
Which is good. We got the limit break there. I didn't get to summon anything against Roche, but it was the summon material only works sometimes.
Yeah, I think normally what happens, the summon material only works sometimes, and the summon bar that fills up gets triggered, I think, when your health is low enough. Like, if your health has turned red, that's usually when the summon bar will appear. But it's not for every fight.
Yeah.
It's certainly not for, like, your regular run-of-the-mill rat fights.
And basically the whole time, Roche is just, like, living it up. Living his best life. He loves what's happening.
He thought he'd keep you company.
Yeah, he's so happy that it's just a one-on-one situation here. He's just thrilled about everything that's happening. But eventually, of course, I beat him. And he doesn't die because people don't die when you kill them in Final Fantasy.
If they're important enough.
If they're important enough, they have infinite lives, despite what their health bar might suggest. We eventually kill Roche. She leaves, quote unquote, where we have more fighting to do with the rest of Shinra. We see the explosion go off, the Jesse signal that she's sending that she's good to go, but there's still a lot of things surrounding us, and so who comes back yet again after we killed him? Da-da-da-da. Welcome back, Roche, for your second entrance of this particular yeah scene.
Can't
welcome
get rid
back
of him if you want to.
No, we killed him, he left, and then he came back just immediately, and with his bike, he did a bunch of cool moves to kill a bunch of stuff so we could get away, sort of. That's part of what the reason we got away. The other part of the reason we got away here is because there is another rebel group, I think is what I'll call
it.
It's
another avalanche cell.
Yes. Not as extreme as ours, as I have been, as we were told.
Right.
They are also doing some kind of mission in the same exact place tonight. And so they kind of take the lead. They're doing stuff and we just kind of slip out the back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get away.
Yeah. Let us not gloss over the fact that Wedge got his ass bit.
True. Yes. I do not want to gloss over
very
that.
Important.
Yes, that was a major plot point here of this chapter. You would not want to be Wedge's behind right now.
It's part of why he's out of commission for the next mission that we're going to go on.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes it's tough when you get bit like that. What can you do?
Yeah, so we're going to head back. We're going to parachute. It's great. What a wonderful time. We're going to meander through the slums with Wedge to check on Biggs, who's not home. Jesse's not home. We drop Wedge off with his cats. We go back to Jesse's house where men are not allowed.
Not allowed. Yeah, men are not allowed in Jesse's place, but she wants to go on a date.
Yeah. She's like, all my roommates will be gone tomorrow. I can make pizza.
Yep. Classic date situation.
Runs
here
in the family. The raspberries, they love their pizza.
They love their pizza. Midgar special. Feeling the cloud might also be getting the Midgar special tomorrow. Who's to say? Although, you know, I doubt it just based on
how the game is going.
Yeah. It would surprise me. Yeah, Jessie's very very intrigued. She's very flirty at that situation. And then we head back and get some sleep after that. No more Jessie stuff. We aren't allowed to go in to her apartment there. And then we just go back and sleep. Which would have hypothetically been the end of chapter 3. And it would have been a very logical place to end chapter 3.
Four.
Anyway. but alas, we have another Dementor attack. We wake up. I kind of thought this was a dream sequence just because like it was so like fantastical and whatever. Nope, this is real. Dementors are attacking. The cloud robed whatever things, trash bags are coming to kill us. We have to do a lot of fighting. Tifa's like, wake up, cloud, you have to come in. And then we fight them all throughout town. We're just like going around fighting them. I don't know what they're doing here.
Yeah, we're trying to get to the bar and they're like blocking the way at every turn. And so we have to fight our way through them to get to the bar where somehow Tifa knows that Barret and Jesse are holding them off. And we learn that Biggs has already been sent on ahead to start the next reactor mission, which is why he's not there. And we're going to fight the Dementors in a circle.
Yeah, they all circle up. It's like a dance circle at an awkward wedding here.
The mysterious specters and the enigmatic specter.
The enigmatic specter, which you could only really do any damage to after you had killed one of the other specters. And so you like made that. It was a very lengthy process of like going through. I think I literally got to like Specter N or something like that. Like, cause they just labeled them those letters of the alphabet and just kept going and going and going. I got fighting between Cloud and also with Tifa there, which was cool. So we go over there, we fight them. I don't really understand the purpose of what this was. It was never really made clear to me what the goal of these Dementors were. And if they achieved it, because basically at the end, they just like leave.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
Yeah. This was just like annoying is really what happened here.
Sure.
You know, other than that, I have no idea what the purpose of this was. But because of Wedge being out of commission.
Okay.
Someone had to come in.
Well, and Jesse twists her ankle on the stairs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jesse's ankle is donezo. Twists her ankle on the stairs, which I kind of thought that Jesse died in the second reactor thing in the original. I don't know. Whatever. We'll see. If she doesn't die and develops this relationship throughout the whole game, I'm down. I'm so down for that. Anyway. We have to fill in. We're back in Avalanche. They hire us back. Of course, we have to agree on the price. There's a whole little negotiation thing. Barret gets mad or whatever and yells at us, even though we're basically helping him do everything he wants to do.
Barret's like, now is not the time.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, it is the time because, you know, you need to argue for proper wages before you start the job. And so at that point, we agree. We're on board. We're back in Avalanche, kind of. We're doing jobs. Our next mission, same as the last mission, blow up another reactor.
Yes. Because the first one went so well. Yes. No negative consequences whatsoever.
Absolutely not. Only positives came from the first one. No negatives. And I'm sure the second one will be the exact same way. We have to go blow up another reactor. And then I think where this chapter ends is, okay, go to the train station, get on the train, and then we'll go.
And that is where we will pick things back up next week. That's right. So we've made it through. We've hung out in the Sector 7 slums. We've fought some things. We've ridden some motorcycles. We prepared for our next mission. And so next week, we will head to that reactor, take on our second bombing mission, see how that goes. As I've mentioned, that is spread out across three chapters. Chapter 6 is one of my least favorite chapters in the game. It's just really confusing and boring at the same time. But I believe in you.
Things we love to hear before going into.
Yeah, so let's real quick go through your attractiveness rankings as we wrap things up here.
Yes, okay, so from the bottom to the top, David Letterman style, number 10,
Roche. I don't have Rob's drum roll sound cue ready to go.
Yeah,
that's number 10, Roche.
Yeah, that's okay. Roche, number 10. Number 9, Weimer.
Okay.
Number 8 is Eris. I am worried about Eris falling off this list if we don't see her soon. She's had like one scene in however many chapters. Mm-hmm. So we need more of Eris. Number 7, Wedge. Made a on the upswing this week with the Midgar special, and his butt was so prominent.
It sure was.
I mean, how can it not be? It was almost number 6. Number 6 is Cloud.
Wedge's butt by itself was almost number 6.
Wedge's butt was like damn near top 3. Okay, here I will say my number one problem with Cloud, half of his voice lines are just
He doesn't he's not a chatty guy.
No, he just grunts everywhere. That's all he does. He just he's nothing. So that's number 6. Number 5 is Sephiroth. Also worried about Sephiroth falling off the list. We haven't seen him in a while. Number 4, Barrett. Barrett has gone down a little bit.
Rankings. I thought he would be the top 3 then, and Jesse would be out.
You would think so, but Jesse has elevated herself to number 3. Because you know, anytime you invite me on a date, you're gonna go up in the rankings. That's just simply how that works. I don't make the rules. I'm sorry. Number 2 is Tifa, as we talked about, and of course, number 1 is Big. So that's the updated top 10. I'm only going to keep it at 10, but we'll see if there's any changes next week or any new characters.
Yeah,
we'll
that is a fun thing to keep an eye on as we move along on this journey. But that is going to be it for us in the world of Final Fantasy this week. Adam, you want to tell the folks real quick what else you got going on?
Yes, there's a ton of stuff. Very accessible here. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at PianoManAdam1. We're still doing Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We're nearing the end of the show. We only have 5 more episodes of the entire series. So go check that over there with Todd and Lindy at 1CXG Podcast on Twitter. We only have 1 more episode of Reboot left with myself and Jess Sterling. So they're going to do the finale episode 8 of Reboot on Hulu. Go check that out also on post-show recaps. We just recorded the finale of Eccleston. So those last 2 episodes of Doctor Who series 1, we recorded there for Whoa. Our next episode is going to be the Christmas special, the Christmas Invasion. So go check that out. And then there is one more thing in the works that will be revealed next week as we start another new project. So very excited about that. New shows coming, a bunch of exciting things happening. But very accessible, come say hi. Also, come to Eorzea. We're having a ton of fun in Final Fantasy 14, so definitely do that as well.
Yes, check out Adam doing all of those things. You can find me at Hard Rock Hope on Twitter or twitch.tv/HardRockHope, where I am skipping motorcycle fights, but doing the rest of Final Fantasy VII Remake in hard mode, dying in random encounters, because hard mode is hard. Other than that, you can catch me with our friends Josh Wiggler, Jessica Lease, and Rob Sesternino himself talking about The Mole on Mole Patrol over on RHAP. We have covered the premiere, week 1 and week 2. Next week we will be wrapping up the finale coverage of The Mole. I've been interacting with some of the Mole contestants on Twitter following the wave of thirst traps that got released the other day. So if you want to see our banter there, go check us out on Twitter. But we will be live Monday, the whatever day, what date? Oh no, I wasn't prepared to tell you. Monday, the 24th, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, with the live stream of our final Mole Patrol podcast. Come hang out with us. We're having a good time. We had Zeke and Evie from Survivor both in the chat. Big Mole fans, Big Mole Patrol fans. Hang out with us there. I think that's going to be it for us this week. Support the Patreon at patreon.com/postshowrecaps. And we will catch you all again next time after we have definitely been very successful in blowing up another reactor. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.